Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Schreier is here. Jim's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last handful of years. Management consultant extraordinaire, specializing in leadership and organizational development. He's the director of the Joel Barker Strategic Exploration Tools team, and he's our good friend, Jim Schreier. Welcome back.
Good morning, sir. Well, good to be back.
It's good to be back, to have you back, Jim. You know, Jim, what's been interesting, those of us who came up in a world that wasn't technical at all, and then have lived through, you know, the whole progression of the technical age, the digital age, hard by to the quantum age, not that far in the future. It's been interesting to see how we've been able to live through predictions and things that have come to pass, and a whole lot of things that people thought about technology and how we would work. Some of them have come to pass, and some of them not so much. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, technological change happens so fast, and adapting to it has become so critical. And in some cases, a lot of people adapt to technology very easily and then don't adapt to the more human side of some of those things. So that's where some of these skills really come into play.
That's what people have been missing. This is something I've been focusing on now hard for a long time, is they miss the fact that regardless of how much technology we adopt and adapt to, we are still human beings. And you cannot project technology without having the parallel universe of analog humans being part of the equation, can you?
No, not at all.
So when you look at when we look at the future of working, of doing a job, of assignments, of skills, those kinds of things, you know, I remember 20 years ago, 10 years ago, people thought, well, you know, the technology is going to do away with jobs. But here we are. We got more technology than ever, and we can't find workers. Everybody's employed if they want to be employed. I mean, that blew that prediction out of the water, didn't it?
Yeah, isn't that interesting that as we see technology taking over and we see things like in the fast food industry where we see more and more technology in place, and on one hand, we probably ought to be very thankful that that technology is taking those jobs, because we've still got this dynamic problem of we can't find enough employees for all the jobs that are out there right now.
Now, we do have to reconcile, though, the fact that technology has changed jobs. They've changed the way we work. They have moved some cheese. You know what I mean? Some people's cheese has been moved, and as a society in America, especially, we haven't kept up with training our people to shift from one type of a profession to another profession. It's from an older paradigm, to use our buddy Joel's term, to the new paradigm. We haven't done a good enough job of that. What do you think?
Absolutely. We haven't done enough work on the non-technical skills, the things like, well, and here's one of the things that I shared with you, and interestingly, it came out of the IBM Institute, that, you know, a huge, you know, pretty big survey of executives in different countries said, you know, here are the real issues. People being willingness to be flexible and adaptable to change. And if you think about that particular one, Jim, that ties directly to technology. So it's okay, we're in this big technology-driven world, changing fast. And yet we're learning that people aren't willing to change quickly enough to it.
And the truth is that was known before any of this started. I reported almost 20 years ago on research that showed 2/3 of us don't want to change at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And then another key one, and this is interesting because I actually spent all of last week working one-on-one with a young man in Nashville coaching him, and this one's critical, time management and ability to prioritize. This was this young man's biggest issue. He's overwhelmed with information and requests for things, and it was the biggest thing that I was trying to help him with was how to get that focus throughout the day to get the right things done. And that's not a techie skill. That's a personal skill.
Mm-hmm. Do you think? I wonder if one of the things I worry about with the younger generations is their ability to reconcile what you just said and to realize that all their solutions aren't going to come off of a screen, to recognize the humanity part of it. And it's not their fault because they're digital natives. I mean, it's their nature to revert to the technology. But, you know, I one thing I like to talk about on the show here, Jim, is are three kinds of schools. We got old school, we got the new school, but then there's some things that are what I call the school. They don't change. They didn't change. They're the same today as they were 100 years ago, and they're going to be the same today, 100 years from now, as they are today. The school is something we got to make sure we don't throw out with that baby out with the bathwater. What do you think?
I think that is dead on accurate, because that's what's being skipped in a lot of cases, or it's being driven by answers that are too simple. Here are the three easy solutions to communicating more effectively. Communicating more effectively is not an easy task to undertake. It's a tough one. Same thing with time management. It's not a quick list of. It's not just for example on time management. It's not just a to-do list. So those are things that I agree with you perfectly. Those are things that belong to the school, and the underlying concepts and skills that are related to that haven't changed in decades, and they're not going to change.
Well, and I call those fundamentals. You know, you can use all kinds of new technology to operate your business, but cash flow is the same today as it was 500 years ago.
It's going to be the same. Another good example.
It's going and the way we talk to each other, the way we communicate with each other as human beings, and what we expect of that from each other. That's not going to change, and that's what we're going to talk about after the break with our good friend, Jim Schreier. They don't call me the king of Segway for nothing. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.